Rosset Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.
This week, for a lot of people, was the time to restart term. New academic years have come in, and that also includes people that are thinking about doing adult learning. So, I've taken a trip here to Rosset Adult Learning, and with Catherine. Hello.
Hi there.
Now, we are talking about a variety of different courses that you offer here at Rosset Adult Learning. And you do daytime, you do evening, lots of different options and, you know, arts and design, craft. You do health classes, digital classes, loads of different things. So we're going to talk about a few areas that people may be interested in signing up to. We'll start with some arts and crafts, and I'll just mention I have signed up to one for this year. I'm doing ceramics later on in the year. Now, that one is actually full, but there are loads of other opportunities for people to get involved and do a bit of making, a bit of hands-on classes. So what sort of courses are we talking about today, Catherine?
Well, we've got quite a few different types of art courses. We've got the traditional arts and crafts, but we've also got sewing and silver clay making. We can make jewellery out of silver clay. Now, that's quite an interesting course and not something maybe everybody would think about doing, but I can imagine it might be quite a relaxing course. We offer you the opportunity to make one or two pieces of jewellery, as fine as they can manage, obviously, because they're moulding, but allow themselves to express and be able to carry something that they've made by wearing a pendant or maybe a bracelet or a charm, something like that. But we do other things as well, like learning to sew. We've got a how to make a cushion class, for example. I mean, I don't know how you feel, but sometimes I go around and I'm thinking I could make that myself. And then you get sat in front of the sewing machine and then it all becomes a quandary. But we do run a four-week course, and that is starting at the end of September, which, again, has been quite an interesting one.
I guess you could then put that into use forever. Once you know how to make a cushion, you can then do that 100 times over and have a room full of cushions and keep doing that, using that skill.
And it doesn't have to be just ladies. Let's be honest, you know, there are many gentlemen out there who have their flats and their homes to furnish. It's a good way of relaxing. Now, that runs in an evening and it's on a Wednesday night for 2 hours. And I think, you know, again, something where you can express your own creativity.
There's also one coming up that is, I dare I say it, but Christmas-related,
oh, yes.
Which I think could be very popular.
I think so. We've got handmade Christmas gifts to make and sew, again, on another theme. We are very much the Bake Off, as you say, is back again, and there are plenty of different programmes like that. So what better way to, again, show your friends and your family and maybe even make some gifts out of that by coming to that course. That starts after half term, that's on the 2nd of November, but if people are interested, because there are limited places, we would advise them to enrol as soon as they can.
And if people maybe are not so artsy and crafty, but they are musical, there's also a variety of different stuff that you can do that's music or acting related.
Yes, we've got some new ones. We've got drama acting for beginners. It's a group environment. We're not expecting people to come in of RADA quality, obviously. although if they feel that way inclined, I'm sure they can go on and do it elsewhere. But if you've had a stressful day and you want to go out in the evening and join like-minded people, and again, not necessarily be creative, but be creative with your own person or within your own person. We have great drama and singing for fun classes, which are new. Enrolment's going well, but, you know, we would always encourage people to come and join us.
I've known a few people, actually, that have got into a singing group, and at first it's quite scary, but then they absolutely love it. I know people in choirs and, you know, they really do get a lot out of it after you've got over that initial nerves, if you have them at first.
Yeah, I think so, and I think it's quite liberating because we do live very, very stressful lives, and I think if you can just give yourself a couple of hours or an hour and a half, one night a week, where you can be yourself in a like-minded environment, you will get an awful lot out of it and go home with a good buzz, a good buzz.
Speaking of stressful lives as well, I bet the African drumming can de-stress you quite a lot.
It's actually quite de-stressing just listening to it, to be honest with you. If you did have the chance to close your eyes, you would envisage you were in some far-off land. But no, here at Rosset, we do run our African drumming course, and it is very, very popular, and there's nothing better than beating very hard on a drum in an evening.
And of course, there are also technology classes. I know one that's very popular with you is people learning how to use their iPad or iPhone if they've not had one of those before. But there's other stuff as well.
There is. Obviously the iPads courses. We've done something different with them this year. We've broken those down into 3 weekly sessions so that we can cover more topics. We've still got the smartphone courses as well. But we do Excel. We are doing some working with Word, computing. All you need to know to make your computer easier to use. Now, if I had time, I think I'd be on that one as well, to be quite frank with you. That's a daytime course and might be more suited to people who are in between jobs or newly retired or at any point in their life if they have time during the day. But we do have some evening ones. We have podcasting. And blogging, again, people being creative but in a different form. And they can learn new skills. They can learn Photoshop, the first steps, and digital photography.
And there's absolutely loads more to get involved in. One last thing to mention, though, is languages. You've got lots of different languages to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't just do French and German, where we all went through school and did French and German. Italian is becoming more and more popular. There's Spanish. We've got Greek, Polish. You know, there's plenty to choose from. And different times in the year, we run different kinds of courses. But at the moment, we're on the beginner's level, of course, plus the people who are following through on the different levels who are coming in time and time again. We do have a framework that we follow, so people can begin at beginner level and work the way through. Or they can come in if they've got some knowledge, if they've got a second home and they think that they already know a little bit, but they want to brush up, then they can come in at a different level. And if they've got any worries about which level, come and try, and then we can always move you accordingly.
So there's a huge list. We've talked about a few, but there are loads more as well. If people want to find out more and have a full look at everything that's on offer, where's the best place for those people to go, or how do they get in touch?
Well, they can obviously telephone us. They can also look at our website. On the website, there is a full list of courses. But behind that list, there is also additional information on the courses as well. Don't be frightened to call, because we're more than happy to have a chat with you. And if we have space on the appropriate course, then we'll obviously enrol you. But we can also help you by email. So you can always email us. The information is on the website. But you can email us at adultlearning@rossetschool.co.uk.
Okay, Catherine, thank you very much, and best of luck with the new academic year.
Thank you very much.
Rosset Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.